हरिः ॐ सहनौ भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So, songs of the Acharya, Sharanagati, we're on Psalm 2, page 7, verse 3. Jara vidya jata, mayara vibhava, tomara bhajane badha, moha janamiya, atiya samsare, jivake koraye gadha. All the so-called knowledge of this world is born of the flickering potency of your illusory energy, Maya. It is an impediment to the execution of devotional service to you. Indulgent in mundane knowledge rarely makes an ass of the eternal soul by encouraging his infatuation with this temporary world. Footnote 4. Srila Prabhupada writes in quote unquote, laws of nature. The Upanishad states, those who are engaged in the culture of nations shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance. End quote. There are two kinds of education, material and spiritual. Material education is called jara vidya. Jara means that which cannot move or matter. Spirit can move. Our body is a combination of spirit and matter. Since they are given only jara vidya, a materialistic education, people think that this material nature is working, moving, and manifesting so many wonderful things automatically. When we are at the seaside, we see the waves moving. But the waves are not moving automatically. The air is moving them, and something else is moving the air. In this way, if you go all the way back to the ultimate cause, you'll find Krishna, the cause of all causes. That is real education. To search out the ultimate cause. So the Upanishad says, all those who are captivated by the external movements and the material energy are worshiping nations. In a song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has declared that materialistic education is simply an expansion of Maya. The more advanced in this materialistic education, the more our ability to understand God will be hampered. And at last we will declare God is dead. This is all ignorance and darkness. So the materialists are certainly being pushed into darkness. But there is another class, the so-called philosophers, mental speculators, religious, and yogis, who are going still greater darkness because they are defying Krishna. They are pretending to cultivate spiritual knowledge, but because they have no information of Krishna and God, their teachings are even more dangerous than those of outright materialists. Why? Because they are misleading people into thinking they are giving real spiritual knowledge. The so-called yoga system they are teaching is misleading people. Simply meditate, you will understand that you are God. Krishna never meditated to become God. He was God from his very birth. But when he was at three-month-old baby, the Pundanadima attacked him, and Krishna sucked out her life air along with her breast milk. So Krishna was God from the very beginning. That was God. The nonsense so-called yogis teach, you become still and silent, and you will become God. How can I become silent? Is there any possibility of becoming silent? No, there's no possibility. Become desireless, and you become God. How can I become desireless? These are all bluffs. We cannot be desireless. We cannot be silent. But our desires and our activities will be purified. That is real knowledge. We should desire only to serve Krishna. That is purification of desire. Instead of trying to be still and silent, you should dovetail our activities with Krishna's service. As living entities, we have activities, desires, and a loving propensity. But they are being misdirected. Redirected into Krishna's service, that is the perfect education. We don't say that you should not become advanced in material education. You may, but at the same time, you should understand you should become Krishna conscious. That is our message. We don't say that you shouldn't manufacture motor cars. No, we say, all right, you have manufactured these motor cars. Now employ them in Krishna's service. That is our proposal. So education is required, but it is simply materialistic. It is devoid of Krishna consciousness. It is very, very dangerous. That is the teaching of Vishupanishad. And so again, that same point was that when we have knowledge, if we're not seeing it in the context of Krishna, then we're only seeing its mechanistic aspect. So we're only focusing on the material energy. It means we can say is, no, we see all the different aspects that are there, but we have to beg to disagree. That here is no, because you're seeing the material energy and with your knowledge and that applying that knowledge on it to get it to transform the way you want. You know, fair enough. But the problem comes is that you're not seeing your own motive behind that. What qualities and what qualification you have to be doing that, and what its actual purpose is, whose energy is it? Well, then if we go back, you know, then you have, like you said, the more dangerous religious and the yogis and that, they talk about consciousness, they talk about these qualities, but they talk about it in an impersonal way. So we're not impersonal, we're people, we're individuals. Then they'll say, now you deal with this energy, with this higher level. You know, in other words, they're agreeing to some bit of the aspect of the individuality that's there, but only enough to work the energy. But then the devotee understands the relationship with Krishna. Then they see themselves and how they work with that energy. But it's that energy is used to please Krishna. So you're using the same knowledge, but you're facing Krishna. While the others are facing away from Krishna and going towards material energy. So they become like that. So as they are dealing in avidya. So it's not that, oh, no, you're just saying that. No, but we have to be practical and all. But practical means practical for who? We just say, we have to be practical. We can't use all that. Okay, nice. Who are you? When you say, we have to be who, or I have to be, who's this I? Who are you? Okay, we're the servant, we're the soul, okay, and what's the soul? Servant of Krishna. So how is this serving Krishna? Since serving is the nature of the jiva, it means something it always does. How are you serving Krishna in this action? Like that. So then you say, oh, but that's also technical in that, but it's Krishna's energy, that's the way it works. You follow the technique, you get the result. You don't follow, you don't get the result. You know, you can't play around and just say, I will do whatever I like to do. You know, that's not science. That's not knowledge. But that's the point, is they decide, oh, we want it like this. It should be like this. But they're thinking that, oh, because we want it, it's very important. But actually, no, it's just being self-centered. They don't see things as they are. So that's the point, is the more you become educated in material knowledge without seeing its context to Krishna, the more materialistic you become. So that's the point. As you say, if we have someone saying that, oh, things in Prabhupada's books are a problem, or all these cultural things we do are a problem, or, you know, this lifestyle and all that is all a problem and all that, generally who's bringing it up? Right? It's going to be someone coming from the Mayaya Pratijnana background. You know, of course, mudas will agree with that because for them, anything other than what they do just for their sense gratifications are, problems. So that's the thing, is that it matches perfectly. One has to see it because one says, no, but it's knowledge. We're using Krishna's service. Yeah, but which way are you facing? The point is with your back to the material energy, you're facing Krishna, you engage it in Krishna's service. Right? But no, we have to fame, we have to deal with it like that, but how is it Krishna? How is it Krishna's energy? How are you using it connected to Krishna? So then it becomes very easy. It's not that the knowledge, how much knowledge you can use in Krishna's service, you can have. Lord Brahma knows all the knowledge of the universe, and he's using Krishna's service, so it's not a problem. Se gadha hoye samsare samsarer bhoja bahinu aneka ka vardapye ekona shaktira abhave kichu nahi lagi bhava. Here's one person who has been turned into such an ass, who for so long has carried on his back the useless burden of material existence. Now in my old age, for want of the power to enjoy, I find that nothing at all pleases me. So he's pointing out is that he's carried, you know, like an ass. Ass carries big burdens that you don't get benefit from. But thinking you're going to get benefit, then you do. I do this much work, I'll get this through, like Prabhupada says. There's grass growing everywhere, but the donkey thinks that no, I carry this big load. And then in the, you know, at the end of the day, then this man that I'm working with, he'll give me grass. You know. So like that. And so now he's saying in old age, when he no power to enjoy, now you're turning your attention to Krishna. But that's good. At least that's the whole point of the Vedic system, is that time when the senses are strong, you engage the senses, but try to engage them connected to the Lord. But once you get to the point of understand senses don't start to work anymore, now you should seriously try to see how more directly you can connect things to the Lord. If you can do it earlier, even better. Right? We see Bharat Maharaj, other they do it from a young age. Pandavas have always been doing that since their kids. Prahlad Maharaj, he's 3 years old, he's doing that. Five, jivana jatana hoilo ekona se vidya avidya bhedo avidyara jwala gatilo vishama se vidya hoilo shelo. My life has now become agony, for my so-called erudite education has proven itself to be worthless ignorance. Material knowledge has now become a pointed shaft and has pierced my heart with the intolerable burning pain. Footnote 5. I can find no means to drive away this grief, which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to dispel it, even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on earth with sovereignty like that of the demigods in heaven. If I could get it to A, right? Let us say, you know, we're taking a person on this planet, you know, a contemporary. If they had the option that you could get you can gain prosperity in an unrivaled kingdom on earth. Right? Means you rule the whole planet. And there's no rivals. You don't have to worry that someone's going to take your position. It means you manage properly. Don't be stupid. But still, you manage everything. You run the whole planet. And so, therefore, you have the prosperity from managing the whole planet. And so, therefore, you have sovereignty like that of the demigods in heaven. Right, is that that's their position. That's what they're supposed to do. They control everything. So here you are, you control the whole planet. You have all the facility, opulence, and prestige, and everything that comes with it. Arjuna's saying, even if I win that, it will not drive away my grief. So you're not going to get better. We generally settle for a little bit less than that, you know, like that. You know, if we can just... Yeah. Yeah, sit down in the corner where no one's going to bother us so we can eat our sandwich, you know, then we're happy. He's talking about unrivaled kingdom, you know. But he said it won't make him happy. Why? Because the material world can't. That's the whole point. Tomara charana dhina kichu dhan samsarai naache ara. Bhakti Vinoda Jara Vidya Chari Tua Pare Poro Sar. O Lord, there is no treasure worth seeking in this world other than your lotus feet. Bhakti Vinoda abandons all his mundane knowledge and makes your lotus feet the sum of substance in his life. So if you abandon all mundane knowledge, means you don't see it as separate from Krishna. So if that knowledge has a use in Krishna's service, you use it. When it doesn't, you don't. You can say, no, but you have it. It'll be a waste. Right? It's like you have a kitchen full of utensils. Do you use all of them every time? You're going to make toast. Get out everything. You know, you're going to boil a pot of tea. Get out all the pots and pans and the grater and the knives and the peeler. No, you just take what's useful. So it's all there. The knowledge is there. If you need it, you use it, but it's useful in Krishna's service. But on the material platform, they're going after this knowledge because of the material benefit it gets for them. That's why they learned it, right? That's why they went to school, was for the material benefit. So now he says he abandons all this. So it's not mundane anymore. He won't use it. If it's useful in Krishna's service, it's engaged. If it's not, he doesn't. Song 3. Javane jakona dhana uparajane oinu vipula kami dharama svariya vri nira kara dorinu takona ami. When I was young, I felt a boundless ambition for earning money. At that time, bearing in mind the codes of religion, I accepted the hand of a wife. Footnote 6. Merely a house is not a home, for it is a wife who gives a home its meaning. One lives at home with his wife. Together, they can fulfill all interests of human life. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 15:27. 2. Samsara Pataye Tahara Sahita Kala Koi Koinu Koto Bahu Sutta Sutta Janama Lobhilo Marame Hoinu Hato. Along with her, I set up a household and therein wasted so much of my time. My sons and daughters were born, and my spirit was totally crushed. Like this material energy, we have to understand is that one can say, oh, you're saying household life or, you know, family life is bad. No, we're saying focus on the material energy is the problem. Because what happens is that, you know, the kids play with material energy, how much they want, and they stop. There's no, as soon as they find it boring, they move on. So in that way, seemingly their spirit is maintained. Because they only play with something as long as it gives them pleasure. But when you get into family life, then you have duties and responsibilities. Those are done day in, day out, whether you find pleasure in it or not. It's a matter of that's what needs to be done. And so then you make that effort. And so then it's nice. But the point is that since you're focusing on material energy and thinking the material energy itself is what will make you happy, that's where you get crushed because the material energy can't make you happy. It's not making the kids. That's why they play with something for 30 seconds, 1 minute, 10 minutes. You know, like if you have a small kid and they play with something for 10 minutes, you think, wow, that was pretty good. You know, otherwise, you know, every 30 seconds, you got to find something new for them to do. Right. So like that, you know, they're gone. But it's focused on the material energy. The knowledge is about the energy, manipulating the energy. So the whole nimitta aspect is just based on the upadana of what I have here and what more upadana you get. So it's not on the nimitta, what you're doing, what are the qualities of it. But if those are again engaged with material energy, it looks like it's spiritual. It's called spiritual, but it's not. It's only when you turn around and face the Lord, then it becomes spiritual. So that's the whole point is that when the family life, when the occupation, the facilities, whatever it is that is there, it's seen in context of how you can serve Krishna with it, you know, directly or indirectly. The point is that it's connected to Krishna. Then that spiritual benefit is there. Then it doesn't crush your spirit. You know, it may not be as inspiring as a chanting Hare Krishna or something direct. But the point is it's no different. The more you're absorbed in the Lord, the less it's distracts. So that's the whole point is that without being absorbed in the Lord, the material energy, it is going to crush you. You know? Isn't that the song? We will crush you. Isn't that how it goes? Samsara bara, bare dine dine, achala hoilo gaki. Bardakya ashisha gerilo amare, astira hoilo mati. The burden of family life increased day by day, and under its weight, I felt my personal progress in life forcibly come to a halt. Old age came and beleaguered me on all sides. Beleaguered. Yeah. Beleaguered. He's been beleaguered. Beleaguered. How that goes. Making my mind incessantly disturbed. Footnote 7. Raghunath Bhattacharya had become a greatly advanced devotee while still unmarried. Mahaprabhu could see this, and therefore advised him not to begin the process of material sense gratification. Marriage is a concession for people who are unable to control the senses. Raghunath, however, being an advanced devotee of Krishna, naturally had no desire for sense gratification. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him not to enter the bondage of marriage. Generally, a person cannot make much advancement in spiritual consciousness if he is married. He becomes attached to his family, and he is prone to sense gratification. Thus, his spiritual advancement is very slow or almost nil. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila 13:1-12. Right? So that's the point, is that if one makes the mistake of thinking that the situation that you're in, but you face the situation away from Krishna, then it will crush you. But if you sit in that situation towards Krishna, then it won't. But because of attachment, we like to face, because then it's the sense of, the ownership, it's mine, and all these different things like that. All that kind of aspect, that comes up. So then that's what one's trying to do, is turn around. You're engaging what you're doing. You can be facing, you can be partly turned around. That's mixed emotional service. So you're seeing both. But the point is that there's a connection through the Krishna. That's what makes it glorious. But if that's not there, then it will crush you. It will bring your spiritual advancement to very slow or almost nil. So in other words, where you're engaged nicely in service, that will continue. But as we said here, the burden of life increased, family increased day by day. That means in the beginning, there's a few things. You get this or that, but then you have more and something bigger and that, and more of these things, and more children, and more things, and more travel. So it all adds up. So you have less and less for these direct activities. And so then, and if you're not engaging the indirect in Krishna service, then there's always going to be a problem. Always going to be a problem. So that's why then one must see how to connect it all back to Krishna. That's the important thing, as we'll see, is as Bhaktivinoda starts to say. So when they're speaking about the material energy, that means that talking about the material energy, we're using that knowledge facing the material energy. But when you're facing the Lord, then you'll become freed from that. You won't develop love for Krishna. It will free you from material needs. It will get the material benefits you're looking for, and you'll get freed from material contamination. But it's doing things in devotion to Krishna, to please him as a person. That's what makes it, that's what makes everything dynamic. That's the primary goal, and that's the primary effect. The secondary is not a goal for the devotees. The secondary is just that comes by doing that work. You work in that way, you will get that result. Does that make sense? Yeah. 4. So when it says that family life is a burden, it literally is, because if you're dealing just a material energy for the soul, any absorption means you could say anything, your occupation, your this, your that, your hobby. It's all a burden on the soul. So it's only when it's engaged to Krishna's service that it doesn't have that effect. Now we see of all engages, family life includes everything else. So whatever it is that you do, that's already included in the sphere, a circle of family life. So by saying family life, when you say 1,000 rupees, it already includes the hundreds, the tens, the fives, the ones. Just like when you say liberation is rejected, they don't have to mention, and we reject karma. If you reject the liberation, which is the higher level, the smaller levels are already taken care of. So when you say family life, that already means all material desire, like that. So it's a matter of conscious, turning the consciousness towards Krishna. It's about seeing the material energy in its relationship with Krishna, not separately. So what's a burden is when we see our situation separate from Krishna, it's a burden. When we see our separation connected to Krishna, it's not a burden. You know, it just may have more activities, but they're engaged in Krishna's service. And so you don't see any difference, you know, because you're absorbed in Krishna and all that. But on the material platform, since you're dealing with unconscious matter, then there is going to be the aspect of hearing and chanting is going to be more of a desirable position. Right? And so that's why then, as one moves forward, you do as much as you can now. And then as you move forward, then in Vanaprastha, then you include that more, sannyas goes to be more again. You know, so like that, it's one's always absorbed. Verse 4, Piraya Ashira Chintaya Jvarita Abhave Jvarita Chitta Upaya Nadeki Andakara Andakara Moi Ekana Hoyechi Vita. Diseases trouble me. Constant anxiety has made me feverish. And my heart burns with every want. I see no way out of this predicament, for all is darkness. Now I am very much afraid. Right? So disease is trouble because as you get older, you know, the diseases come more. I mean, when you're younger, you have to be careful. But generally, you bounce back very quickly. But as you get older, you don't. Anxiety, all about this and that, heart and so many wants. Like when you're young, you think, oh, if I want, I get this, and you're happy. And then that's it. You know, then sometime later, you see someone else, I'll get. But as you go, it's all these things that you've always wanted. And so then you're trying to get all these things done. It's a problem. So he sees no way out. So now he's afraid. So that then you'll bring us closer. Samsara, Tatani, Shrota, Nahe, Sesha, Marana, Nikate, Ghora, Saba, Sampa, Samapia, Bhojibo, Tomai, E Asha Vipala Mor. The current of this worldly river is strong and restless, relentless. A frightening, gloomy death approaches. Quote, finishing my worldly duties, I will worship you, O Lord. End quote. That hope is now fruitless as well. 6. Right, the material world is just going on, and it's just the way it is. That's how it works. But because of attachment, we don't notice it. But that's how it works. So that's why then, by focusing on Krishna, then the taste comes there, right? It means one has to have taste. The jiva is a living entity. So you get the taste by being engaged in Krishna's service for Krishna's pleasure. The devotional side gives the taste. And then the other, that's just mechanics, what you do. You can say, oh, but that's mechanical work, but how many don't do their work mechanically? Right? And they're sitting down at the office and thinking of all the benefits that the guy who owns the place will get and working so hard in devotion, and that's just inspiring him and then his family. No, he's just mechanically working. And when the job's over, then he goes home, and then now all the job. You know. So in the same way is that if we're doing the same thing, we're doing it for Krishna. Then why won't it be wonderful? Because the point is the material nature is not that great. The only great thing about it is Krishna's material energy. It's his energy. That's the only great thing about it. But when you don't see it in context of Krishna, it acts materially. You see it in context of Krishna, it doesn't. Then one elevates oneself. Ebe shuno prabhu ami gati hino. Bhakti vinoda koi, tava kripa bhina, shakali nirasa, deho more parashraya. Now please hear me, O Lord. I am utterly helpless. Bhakti Vinod says, without your mercy, everything is lost. Please give me the shelter of your lotus feet. Right? So we saw that aspect of meek and humble, you know, like that helplessness, then you can actually take shelter. But if you don't see your helplessness, how do you take shelter? Right? At that. So that's the point. It's once helpless, then you pray for the Lord to help. But if you think, no, I got this, then you know, then it's you're not going to take shelter. Song 4. Amara Jivano Sara Pape Rata Nakilo Punera Lesha Parere Udvega Diace J Koto Diace Jivera Lesha. My life is ever given to sin. In it there is no particle of good. I have caused others great anxiety and have troubled all souls. Footnote 8. Srila Yamunacharya similarly praised the Stotra Ratnam 47 to 49. O Supreme Purusha, fie upon me who am impure, immodest, audacious, impudent, and self-willed, and yet desiring of the rank of your servant, which even those worthy of being counted foremost among the supreme yogis, Brahma, Shiva, and Sanaka cannot conceive in their minds. Oh, Hari, right? Because these positions, Brahma, Shiva, that's not a qualification to know Krishna, right? How is that making you a servant? Just, okay, you control the universe. Would be. God has unlimited universes. It's like, you know, it's said, not to say, it's like a mustard seed on his head. You know, he's unlimited. So he doesn't even notice. One universe goes missing, it won't even miss. So Brahma, it's like, you know, we have so many times that pastime. At the Brahma Vimohan Lila, then Brahma thinks he's special and all the other Brahmas come in and the whole universe is worshipping the Lord. And when he goes to Dwarka, then again, Krishna calls all the Brahmas and they all come. And then, you know, it just puts it in its place. So they all understand that no, we're, it doesn't matter who we are. You know, how you say that doesn't make you, that's not what makes you a devotee. It's because that individual living, that living entity as Brahma, that living entity as Shiva, he has devotion to the Lord. That's what makes them devotees. The four Kumaras, that's their position, but then they surrender to the Lord. That makes them devotees. Oh, Hari, pray make my own out of sheer grace. Me who have fallen into the depths of the terrible ocean of the worldly existence, and who, being resortless, have sought refuge at your lotus feet. O Bhagavan, O Achyuta, cast your glance on me, who have swerved from the path of spiritual life on this gloomy and rainy day of worldly existence. When the quarters of the sky are darkened and the cloud of non-discrimination, which continuously rains sorrow on me in various ways. Right. So then non-discrimination means you can't tell the difference between matter and spirit. So you don't know. So that's the point. The sun becomes covered by the clouds. And then from that, then that rains down sorrow upon us. So this knowledge of the material energy, the only benefit we'll get is sorrow. Means having attained something that we want, we'll call that happiness. So we'll have an experience we call happiness so we can relate to happiness. But the problem is that this happiness that we're going after is simply a removal of the pain. That's all that's there. And so that's why then happiness we may forget quickly. The pain will remember. You know, from right now, it's so painful, it's so much of a burden. But if you take a long time, you give it, you know, some years, then you'll forget the pain because the soul is only Satchitananda. There's only Ananda there. So they remember, oh, remember those times we used to kids, we used to do this and that and so many things like that. And so, that, you know, at the time when they were kids, they're thinking this is terrible. But later on, then you think, oh, those are happy times, simple times, you know, the good old times. Nija Sukha Lagi, Pape Nahidori, Toya Doya Hina Swarta Paro, Para Sukha Duki, Sada Mitya Bhashi, Para Dukha Sukha Paro. For the sake of my own enjoyment, I have never hesitated to perform sinful acts. devoid of all compassion, I am concerned only with my selfish interests. Perpetually speaking lies, I become dejected upon seeing others happy, whereas the misery of others is the source of great delight for me. Because if they're happy, then the idea is I don't have it, I'm not happy, so why are they happy? Or they have it, why don't they, I should have that. You know, so either way, you're miserable. And then when others are miserable, that means they don't have, I have. So I'm happy and I take it away from them. So you see, is this anamoy aspect, it's about themselves, because the tendency is you do whatever it is, whatever he said, I won't hesitate, right? For the sake of my own enjoyment, I never hesitate to perform sinful acts, because the sinful act, that will get you what you want. So therefore, if I perform this, you'll get what I want. So raga then becomes the basis of what I do. Because of raga, I'll do anything that I'll follow that path of raga. Right? You know, just like if so, like that. So if someone's rejected, like that, he'll follow everything that rejects. And if someone's angry, he'll follow whatever generates anger. So there's a point of anger. He'll go there. Just like, let's say, a person who does a particular activity, that activity annoys him. He'll go there next to the person who's doing it so he can become angry. Point is you don't like it, stay away. That's what anybody else would do. If I'm looking, I have attachment, I stay away from the things that make me angry. So you see that there's those who anger is their main thing. They always go to the place where the person who's doing whatever it is that annoys them, and then they'll harass them and get on their case and everything like that and just become more and more angry. Because in anger, they find there's value in life. But the point is, the soul won't find, you know, in attachment, in the positive, negative, or anger, the soul can't be satisfied. So their situation, they always see it in connection with Krishna. Right, be conscious of Krishna. That will make things work. Because otherwise, no, there won't. Nothing will work. So you see, is that all these, you know, the ones that are always out there, a lot of times is politically correct. It's one thing. It's always about no. We should be happy. Work like that together. Those are very rare. The ones that are always angry. Anything you say, you're wrong, and they get angry. Those are more. So because that's why you're not stated personalism. The other one, at least, it's a quasi-personalism, because, you know, yourself, people, those are important to you, like that. So there's always that anger. You know, and rejection of anything else, oh, you're doing, that's wrong, that's bad. You can't see it engaged in proper activity, even on the material platform, you know. So that becomes a difficulty, because you can't see. So these kind of things are very dangerous in society, because you see it all about the beast. You do see the action in that is good, but it's only for yourself. Or all actions rejected, or that particular group is rejected because of I've got a bad experience. And then the other is just everything makes you angry. Doesn't matter. Every day there's a new thing to make you angry. What you said yesterday that what the other person said yesterday that I became pacified, today it makes me angry. Three. Asesha kamana priti mache mora krodhi dampa parayana mada mata sada vishaye mohita himsha garva vibhushana. Three. There are limitless material desires within the core of my heart. I am wrathful, fond of exhibiting arrogance, intoxicated by vanity, and bewildered by worldly affairs. I wear the cherished ornaments of envy and egotism. Right? The cherished ornaments of envy and egotism. So you see someone who's got a big ego, and you know, and he can back it up. He's got the money, position, something, some opulence. Then he's got the egotism, he's got the envy of others. People respect that. They, you know, they go, wow, okay, this guy's made it. So in other words, if I'm making it in attachment or enjoyment, then people have to respect that. You know, I naturally have a tendency not to. If it's something I want, then I respect it for it. If is something I don't want, or I wanted before, and now I'm frustrated, so I'm antagonistic towards that, then I will always see the bad side. So there, they have egotism, that's bad. But I manifested egotism because now I have rejection or anger, that's good. So therefore, I'm envious of others, and I show that egotism. Or the businessman, he has his egotism, his envy of all others, you know, a politician, celebrity, you know, whatever it is. 4. Nidra lasa hata shukar ye virata akar ye udyogi ami pratishta lagia satya acharana Loba hata sada kami. Ruined by laziness and sleep, I resist all pious deeds. Yet am very enthusiastic to perform wicked acts. For the sake of worldly fame and reputation, I engage in the practice of deceitfulness. I am victimized by my own greed, being always lustful. Yeah. So, in other words, where I don't see something that I will gain from, then we just don't do nothing. Where I see I will gain something, I'm very enthusiastic. But as he said before, I'm enthusiastic to do whatever it takes to get whatever I want. That means it will be sinful. Right? And then for fame and reputation, then I will be deceitful because I will present what will give me the name and fame, I will put aside the things that aren't. And so like this. So it's very rare who's going to deal in such a way that you see everything. You know, if someone can do that and is very strong in it, then, you know, there'll be some people will give it that lash, but it'll come out very good. But the point is, this real truth means it's about Krishna. That's truth. Not that, oh, telling facts is truth. No. If the facts aren't seen in connection with Krishna, they're still illusion. They still face you towards the material energy. That's why then Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami was advised by Lord Chaitanya that you don't get involved in the Gramya Katha. You don't hear it, you don't get involved in it because it's all focused on material energy. That's what makes it Gramya. Talking about what goes on in material energy in connection with how it serves the Lord, that's not Gramya. Right? But when it's just on its own without the Lord, that's where it becomes grumpy. Right? So that's deceitful. I am victimized by my own greed, being always lustful. So we always want things, and so because of greed, then we're always going to create a problem for ourselves, because this much is enough, but we want more. Like that. 5. Eheno durjana sajjana varjita Aparati nirantar Shubha karya shunya sada narta mana nana duke jara jara. A vile wicked man such as this, rejected by godly people, is a constant offender. Devoid of all good works, forever inclined towards evil, he is worn out and wasted by various miseries. Like his material nature takes its toll, right? And so you will be worn out. And then when you go to next life, you forget all that. And having forgotten, then you go, oh, wow, new, fresh. Right? We saw as before, it's not in the womb, he goes, I don't want to do this again. But when he comes out, everything's nice, so he forgets. And then as your life goes, then you know, one becomes more and more entangled. That's why the association with devotees is so important, because then you see the connection to Krishna is the important aspect. Whatever the situation, see his connection to Krishna. Six. Bardakye ekona, apaya vihina, kate dina akinchan. Bhakti vinoda prabhura charane, kore dhuka nivedhana. Now in old age, deprived of all means of relief, thus humbled and poor, Bhakti Vinod submits his tale of grief at the feet of the Supreme Lord, right? So this is how material life goes. No matter who you are, this is how it goes. It's just that as soon as they've gone past, you know, into this mode, you don't hear about them much anymore. When they're in the forefront, the senses are still working, it's like that, you hear about it. When things are going bad and making a big scene, you hear about it. But when they just kind of fade away, then that's when you don't hear. But this is what happens. Everybody becomes humbled and poor. Because there's nothing the material nature can give you. So whatever you wanted, you don't actually have anything. You've worked with it. People, you know, will say, yes, it's yours, but actually it's just dead matter near the soul. What will you do with it? And so your consciousness being upon it, it takes away the energy that is there and when you get it, you know, and makes them feel wasted.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Maharaj, this forgetfulness in next life, we don't remember the previous life. Won't that become an obstacle? Because if we remember previous life, nothing has worked. Then next life, we'll be more tempted to take to devotional life because nothing in the material world has worked.
And how is that working out for you, remembering things in this life?
It's intellectually working, not habitually.
Yeah. What about the point of attachment? You're just looking at the intellectual side of it, so that's nice, that's there. But what about the attachment?
Attachment is still there now.
Yes, but I'm just saying the attachment is there. And then you remember all of your attachments from last life. You already have enough from this life. You want more from last life?
No.
With all the difficulties you have in this life, you want more next life? And all those people that were important to you and all that, there's a good chance a lot of them are dead or all dead. So now, what's the meaning of all those desires? When you have those desires, how are you going to deal with them?
Yes, ma'am.
But Krishna, because everything's connected to him, everything's in the context of him, then by remembering everything eternally, then there's no problem because it's all him and he's bliss. So therefore, what's the problem?
Yes, ma'am.
Point is that you take advantage of the wisdom of those around you, of, you know, of the guru, sadhu, and shastra. Then there's plenty of wisdom there. So much wisdom is there. Because yes, what in the last life you didn't get any wisdom?
Yes, Maharaj, association was not there in last life.
Yes, so that's the whole point, association. Take advantage of that.
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes. Song 5. Prabhu Hey, Shuno Mor, Do Care, Kahini. Vishaya hala hala, Shuddha bhane pialun, ab avasana dina mani. Oh Lord, please hear the story of my sadness. I drank the deadly poison of worldliness, pretending it was nectar, right? Because everybody else says it's fabulous, so I'm going to say it's fabulous. But is it actually fabulous? Because if it is fabulous, why is it after some time you move on to something else, then nobody minds. And now the sun is setting on the horizon of my life. Kela Rase Sai Shava Hodaite Kaishora Govalonu Na Elo Vive Loga Pashe Yavane Gara Pati Boshilun Suta Mita Badhalo Manek. I spend my childhood in play, my youth in academic pursuits, and in me there arose no sense of discrimination. In young manhood, I set up a household and settled down to the spell of material enjoyment, while my children and friends quickly multiplied. 3. Vidyakala Aolo, Shaba Duga Bagalo, Pira Bhashe Hoinu Katar, Shavendriya Durbala, Shina Kalevara, Bhoga Bhave Dukita Antar. Old age soon arrived, and all joys consequently departed. Subjected to the torments of disease, I am troubled, weak. All my senses are feeble now, my body is racked and exhausted, and my spirits are downcast in the absence of former sense pleasures. Four. Jnana lava hina bhakti rase bhajita para mora ki habe upai. Patita bandhu kahun patita dhamma hamo vibhaya u tau tava pai. Devoid of even a particle of enlightenment, cheated of the mellows of devotion, what help is there now? What help is there for me now? O Lord, you are the friend of the fallen. I am certainly fallen, the lowest of men. Please, therefore, in mercy, lift me to your lotus feet. Right? So seeing this position, he's seeing his head and he's surrendering to the Lord. You know, sometimes they say, oh, no, don't see the bad things in yourself and all that. But it's it's not a problem if you see it in the context of measuring it in connection to its worth in Krishna consciousness. And knowing that we're not the material energy, so it's not us. So what's the problem here? His consciousness has turned away from Krishna. That's the problem. You know, he's not saying I'm too short, I'm too fat, I'm too tall, I'm too skinny. He's not saying like that. Vicharite abhahi guna nahi paobi kripa koro chodato vichar tava pada pankaja sidhu pi bhao to bhakti vinoda. Were you to judge me now, you would find no good qualities. Have mercy and judge me not. Cause me to drink the honey of your lotus feet and thereby deliver this bhakti. Right? So you see, each time it's a little bit more. You know, so it's one is he's turning to the Lord. Then he's saying that there's only thing to do is surrender. Then he's saying, please accept me, I surrender. And that now he's praying for the Lord's mercy. Right, so all this is all in the thing of, you know, where are the difficulties? Where are the mistakes? So we see in the first ones, it's more on the, you know, how he spent his youthful life. Then we're seeing it's getting more into the particular things. Now he's talking about, you know, the activities. So in other words, the field and the actions, those are talked about more. But now he's starting to talk more about his attitude. You know, the effect of it is there. Like that. And so therefore, only the service of lotus feet of Krishna can help. Psalm 6. Pabuhe, tua pade e minati mor, tua pade pallava, tia jato maru mana, vishama vishaye bhelo mor. O Lord, I offer this humble prayer at your feet. I gave up the shelter of your feet, which are soft as newly grown leaves. And now my mind has become dried up like a desert, being scorched by the fire of absorption in horrible worlds. Right, so now he's bringing it even farther rather than he's right in it and I have to do something to, you know, like this, and then it's, you know, coming to this side, is that I gave up the shelter of the lotus feet, which is so wonderful. I gave up the shelter of the lotus feet, not, oh, why did Krishna make me this way and all that kind of stuff. It's not, I gave up. If you have free will, that means if you're here, you chose to be here. It's that simple. You know, why would one choose to be here? Because why are we still here? Because of attachments, because of foolishness. So that's why then by this association, then we start to see and doubt, well, maybe this isn't as good as it's made out to be. People say it's fabulous. Maybe it's not quite as good. Yeah, so the fire of absorption, worldliness. So it's a fire, burning fire, desire, material desire, envy, all these bad qualities are like a fire that just burns the soul and then dry up. That's why it just doesn't give like a desert. It just doesn't give any juice. There's no meaning. Uhaite takata puna nahi miloi anudina korohun utash. Dina jana nata tuhu kaha yashi tumari charana mama ak. I find no strength to rise again, and thus I spend my days bitterly lamenting. O Lord, who is called the master of the meek and humble, your lotus feet are my only hope. Aichana dina jana kohi nahi miloi. Tuhun more koro parashad. Tua jana sange, tua kata range. Chadahun shakala ramar. There has never been a soul as forlorn as me. Please be merciful and award me the association with devotees. For by tasting the pleasure of hearing discussion of your pastimes, I shall give up all evils, right? Because we're engaged in evils because we hear people doing evil, and so therefore they do. But the point is you hear. So this is, you know, how you say, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. That's good. But the point is that it means that if you're not speaking evil, since you will speak, you have to speak something good. Since you have to see things, you will see things that are appropriate. Since you have to speak things, you will speak things, you know, that are appropriate. You know, so it's not that the hearing, speaking, and seeing stop, but it's that now it becomes connected to the Lord. It becomes of actual value. Tua dama mahe, tua nama gauto, gowa yabun diva nishi ash, tua pada chaya, Parama Shushitala Mage Bhakti Vinoda Das. One hope animates my soul, to spend day and night singing your holy name while living in your divine abode. Your servant Bhakti Vinoda begs a place in the supremely cooling shade of your feet. Right, so he wants to be there to serve the Lord. He's not being there just as a great place. He wants to be there because of the elements of its service to the Lord. Right, so as we went through here, as we're going through the principles of surrender, the six steps, we're starting with dhyani, humility. So then these seven songs, we've gone through six. He's showing what are all the reasons why one is humble, why one needs to be meek and humble. And as you point out, because of being meek and humble, then one catches the Lord's attention. Otherwise, one doesn't catch the Lord's attention. Like that. Because, you know, so we see as we're moving the attention from the things of matter to the qualities and willpower and our motives behind things. And in that position, then we're seeing what to do with it. Because people who aren't doing so well materially, they buy self-help books, will shift themselves to being more aware of the qualities and all that, how to use the techniques. But if it's still focused on material energy, they'll use it just to get their material things. But now by turning towards the Lord, then one sees one's position, one's all these different things, but sees them how to use those qualities, that willpower, that determination, all these things in the Lord's service. And then doing that, then one becomes focused. Then one becomes nicely situated. Right? That's what you're trying to do. So you don't reject the principle of what's there, you engage that principle in Krishna service. So if the detail that you're using is of use in Krishna service, it remains. Or if it temporarily is useful, it's used, then it's there. But But its judgment is its use or non-use is how it works to Krishna. Not, oh, it's modern, so it's used. Or we're not fanatics, so it's used. No, is it useful in Krishna's service? That's why you look in your house. There's so many things on the market. Are they all in your house? No, you only get the ones that are useful. So that's the whole point, is those activities, that knowledge, that endeavor, and the time, place, and circumstance, what's useful in serving Krishna, that determination, that willpower, that independent, that then takes you towards Krishna. And everything else takes you into material, takes you into the external. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Jai Shri Prabhupada.